Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Wizzleteats. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're...
It's a happy song.
So I've heard. I mean, it's not only is it a happy song, it's a joyful song or a joy song.
Yeah, I'm watching Ren Stimpy clips during the break, and I'm asking myself how my 12-year-old self got any of these jokes right. I had any idea what was going on. But whatever. Ren Stimpy's coming back.
It's a good song.
Anyway.
Sal's on our Wester hotline, which brings happiness and joy to my life.
Yes,
he does. He's joining us right now, brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it is the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Are you
Sal,
a Ren and Stimpy guy, Sal? Yeah.
No, I knew what it was. I didn't really watch it.
Didn't watch
it? Right. Sal, you were the guy that got the answer out of Trey White, just asking about the decision. And when he started to give his answer, I mean, it's a Zoom call, right? So, I mean, everyone's kind of reacting in their own area. Like, what were you feeling in that moment? Like, whoa.
Total shock.
You probably weren't expecting it when you asked the question.
No, the way the Zoom calls are set up, we are told, like, hey, you're first up, or, you know, you're next or whatever, so that everybody knows when they're going to get unmuted and they can ask. I happened to be first yesterday. I'm usually early on because I get into the Zoom calls early and, you know, put my name in the queue. I happened to be first yesterday, and I figured, okay, I'll just get it out of the way. You know, why are you playing? Because that seems to be the top of mind question to everybody, you know, right now, because we have opt-outs around the league. And I was honestly just expecting a normal answer. I'm playing because what? You know, I love football,
the game.
You know, the game, my teammates and all that. And when Trey said, I'm still undecided, like literally those were his first three words. He said, honestly, I'm still undecided. Those were his four first words. And boom, from there, the whole press conference essentially changes. Cause now you have to follow up and ask him why. And, you know, now there's more questions. People are talking about it nationally because he's such a prominent player. I was taken aback, but it was interesting, and, you know, obviously I'm glad I asked now, but I simply asked what would be a normal question to almost anybody, just like we asked Stephon Diggs when he came on later in the day.
I thought he was listening to him, Sal. First off, I thought he explained himself extremely well, his thought process and everything going into it. And I said to Jeremy, I don't know if feel sorry is the right term, but I can empathize. I mean, to me, he clearly sounds like he's really torn by this decision. Clearly, he wants to play football. He loves playing football. He's on a what we think is going to be a really good team. But you hear him talk about his family, his 11-month-old baby, both of his kids, you know, the health factor, the safety factor. They're down there. They're all alone for the whole season. I can't see them. It was you could, I think, get a very good appreciation if you did not have one of what the players are going through, especially those with families when they try and figure out whether or not they should play.
Well, I think that generally, and in normal cases anyway, too many fans, not all fans, of course, I think too many fans see professional athletes as numbers and chess pieces, basically, right? And just moving around, and they're just, you know, I don't know, not really humans, just there for entertainment value and things like that. And you don't see that human side, right? You know, a lot of times you'll get a chance to do that, especially, you know, when a player is a little bit more open about, you know, his family on social media or in interviews or things like that. I think yesterday kind of brought that more to the forefront for Tredavious for a lot of people. And I will tell you, I'm not unique to tell you that as a media member, all of us in the media have seen that from Trey. Tredavious White, since he got to Buffalo, has always been a very big family man, family first. He's always had, he has two kids. He always, his other son, not the 11-month-old, he's been on the field with him since pretty much the day. I think his wife might have been pregnant when he was drafted, or right around there, like right after had his first child, is somewhere around there. And I always remember like them being together all the time and his little one being around him at training camp or whatever. Tredavious has always spoken about being a family man first. He's always posted stuff on social media. So this is not a surprise that he would be thinking about this to a lot of us. I think that to a lot of people who heard that yesterday, though, it brings it to the forefront of how much these guys are regular human beings, like everybody else, with families. They just have jobs that are a lot different than most people.
If he doesn't play, Sal, if he opts out by the deadline today, let's start with a bigger picture first on the overall defense. What is the impact overall on the Bills' defense this season?
Well, I mean, obviously you take away a number one corner on any defense, it's going to be a massive blow. I think for the Bills, you know, on top of the fact that, you know, come on, I mean, when EJ Gaines opt out, people are like, oh, well, you know, he doesn't play anyway. He gets hurt. How much? I don't know if he would have been a factor.
Yep.
Like a guy like that matters now, right? Because now you have to look at your depth. It would be different if they had EJ Gaines. Not that he's a savior or anything, but now you need depth. Now you need to have bodies. If Tredavious White's not going to play, you're looking at probably Josh Norman and Levi Wallace. And who knows? Maybe Josh Norman can recapture what he was essentially in Carolina or close to it. Probably not, but if he could, that would be a big help. But oh my gosh, now you're going to start really having to think about, you know, what does he have? And what if he's nothing like that? What if he still can't get out of the rut he's been in Washington the last couple of years? He'd have to start. You have Levi Wallace starting on the other side, who struggled at times last year. That's why, you know, they brought in more competition for that. That's truly like an open spot anyway, as it is. And then beyond that, guys, I mean, obviously you have Taron Johnson in the slot, but Akeem King was just signed. He has experience, but he's really more of a special teams guy. And then it's nobody who's ever played a down in the NFL.
Yeah.
Dane Jackson, who's on reserve COVID-19, a draft pick. Ike Brown, who was an undrafted free agent who just came off the reserve COVID-19 list. And Cam Lewis, who was on the practice squad last year. So that would be it. They would have to literally, Brandon Bean would either have to decide if he wants to go out and make a trade to bring somebody more impactful in, or search the waiver wire and the free agency pool to bring in more bodies and make sure he has healthy competition to find somebody.
Having said that, what do you think, would Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier have to alter or tweak the scheme, the philosophy, or could they still take the same approach they would take with their defense?
Well, I think the only thing you change is Tredavious White has been the guy who's shadowed the other team's best wide receiver over the last half of last year, basically, right? But the scheme really doesn't change. They've had the same scheme, and they're going to keep the same scheme. I don't think that, you know, the scheme doesn't revolve around Tredavious White. He just adds a lot more elements that you can add to it and be able to play with it. So, no, I don't think they change the scheme on the defense whatsoever. The scheme is the scheme, and they're going to run what they run. But if you have Tredavious White, it makes it a lot better for them to be able to match up, and I think that would be the difference.
Hey, by the way, Sal is with us. If you have any Bills questions, of course, phone lines are always open. You can bring in a question with Sal right now by calling 803-0550 or 888-550-2550. One of the things,
I mean, look, just back to your question there for a second. I think that the best way for people to think about it would be, What if Tre'Davious White played game one and got hurt and he was out for the year? I mean, you're not going to change your entire scheme for 15, you know,
no,
the next 15
games.
No, but
I guess
right. That's not what that happens. You know what I mean?
You know, you wouldn't have the ability to say this guy, he's going to shadow that other guy. You'd
correct.
Have to account for that. I don't know if it affects the safeties at all or linebackers.
Sure.
Would there be a, I guess it was more about a, how do you cover for not having the ability to say, we're not even going to worry about that number one wide receiver because our guy's got him.
Yeah, I think, Howard, that you know they're already a pretty heavy zone defense, you know, so they would still play a lot of zone, and I just don't think you have that one guy. Now you probably play more of the left-right stuff, you know, in corner that you have for the last few years, and, you know, the safeties have been really good and together for a while, so they've done a lot of great jobs at disguising things. You can move them up and down, and, you know, you can rotate your coverage and things like that. I think they would stay primarily a zone defense. You just don't have that one guy that's truly, hey, if you can lock down and you can put Tre'Davious White on Odell Beckham, that really frees up other guys to be able to do some other things, which now you just don't have that luxury.
What did you take away from the Stephon Diggs call? I did want to bring that up at some point before we finish the segment with you.
You know, I think that... he was soft-spoken. You guys kind of talked about that a little bit. You know, he didn't come off as any sort of diva, as people, you know, maybe have made him out to be. Maybe some people have. But we heard that he's kind of more of a soft-spoken guy. He's not really somebody who's boisterous or anything. I took the fact that he's very serious about his craft.
Yeah.
And, you know, he is a professional who wants to be immersed in a part of what's going on in Buffalo or wherever he was, whether that was in Minnesota or Buffalo. You know, he, as you pointed out earlier, he made a point to say he wasn't vocal about trying to leave Minnesota. He did have the one tweet, you know, but it wasn't like it was something that was in the news every day, that he was demanding a trade, anything like that, and that he wants to go about his business and help this team as best he can. I mean, he was even asked about, you know, are there enough footballs to go around? The funny thing was, you know, so the question was basically, are there enough footballs to go around between you and John Brown and Cole Beasley? And then he made a point, go, hey, look, there's other guys too. It's not just us. There's Dawson Knox. He called him Mr. Stiffarm. There's
funny,
Devin Singletary. Right. He made a point to say, yeah, there's going to be enough because we got lots of people, not just the people that you mentioned, and I'm just going to do my part.
It's funny. There were a couple things he said that made me laugh. One of them was the Knox thing. And the other, oh, maybe I forget what the question was. Perception
about the Bills
or something.
Beating them?
Yeah, it's like about the perception of the Bills or maybe coming to an organization that had been down for a long time. And he basically said, I don't know, we played them and there was a beatdown. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, he said that a couple times. They put a whooping on us or something like that. It was kind of funny. But he said that was his perception. Basically, like, I don't know much about the Bills. I just know they beat us really good. And he's impressed with Josh Allen. He says he was impressed with him that day in Minnesota that the Bills beat him. And, you know, that he appreciates, you know, how that they've been able to kind of get together as much as they can here. But obviously, they have a lot more work to do.
That's the best way to make a name for yourself, Sal, is to win, right? Like, you talk about Diggs saying that. There was also a video of Ezekiel Elliott talking about Josh Allen saying, Josh Allen's a beast. And that probably comes from he was standing on the sidelines and watched him play on Thanksgiving and thought, like, wow, all right. Respect, you know, like it's as simple as that. Like, how do you do it? It could be with some stats. It could also be with just, yeah, he came to where we play and he was part of a team that beat us and beat us pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and I think, you know, him saying his dream, like you pointed out, Josh throws it 100 yards and I'm at 101. I think he's had an appreciation for Josh's arm too, being able to, you know, to even say something like that, being able to have an answer like that. So, yeah, I thought Stephon was good and honest, but yet soft-spoken and, you know, seemed to fit in really well with the kind of players we're used to hearing in Buffalo, you know, if that makes sense. You know, if I want to say the Bills DNA, if you will, and the process, he even dropped in a process in one of the answers, by the way. But he kind of fit into what we are used to hearing from a lot of Bills players.
We'll grab a call for Sal here, 803-0550. Mike in Lakewood, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Hi, gentlemen. I'm a huge Trey White fan, and any player that opts out, I'm not mad at them. I'm more frustrated with the situation. But do you think that in him talking to other players, there's any concern that if he opts out, he may influence other players to opt out?
I think these conversations are happening in every locker room. I think every single locker room has players who are trying to decide. They know they have a deadline today at 4:00 and they're talking amongst each other. So I don't know if I would put it as, you know, somebody be influenced by it, but I'm sure those conversations are happening in every single locker room. around the league, and there are players on the fence, maybe just like Tre'Davious White. There are players who have decided already that they're playing, just like Stephon Diggs, who said, I'm all in to play. I'm ready to play football in 2020. So I don't know if you would call it influence, but I guarantee you there are conversations amongst players in every locker room around the league.
So you have a little trivia you want to get to, Mr. Capaccio? Is that right?
I have instant trivia. Trey White related. Do you guys want to
Oh, you know
it?
What? Before you do that, I forgot.
Yeah.
You made the comment. Can I just tell you, since he's gotten here, based on some of the videos and things the Bills have tweeted out over his time, Trey White, I've already learned he looks like a really cool teammate. But I got to tell you, I mean, his call yesterday was good because of how he explained everything and how thoughtful he was with everything. But he just seems... His energy, his personality, his attitude, he seems to be such an infectious guy. I got to tell you, he must be a whale of a teammate and a whale of a friend. Every time I hear this guy talk, and this, you know, the goalie academy and the funny videos, he's such a great guy. He just seems like a great, great guy.
Very approachable in the locker room. You know, he's always willing to just kind of chat with you, talk football. He loves his LSU Tigers, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, and you know, there have been times where it's been a little different. Remember against Cincinnati in the AJ Green game, and you know, he didn't speak afterwards. He was very upset on himself, and you know, he apologized to the media the following week when that happened. You know, he takes his craft again very seriously. He wants to be the best. I think he believes he's amongst the best. Obviously, the contract situation we didn't even talk about. You know, just so people know, he said that you know he's not going to negotiate out of what was the word he used? Out of
fear.
Desperation. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, he didn't want. He's not going to negotiate out of desperation. In time, that will come. He's not worried about it. So I know that people are wondering if this is a contract play. I don't think so. I think that's obviously you think about the financials. Every decision any of these guys make they have to include the financials in some way in their head about what's going on. Mm-hmm. But to your point, Howard, you know he is a fun guy to talk to, be around, and you know when he's at his locker, he's the same way as what you see. You know, here,
cool.
And what you saw on the Zoom call. So,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. So what you got?
Okay, guys. So over the last decade, since 2010, 10 years of Bills football, Tre'Davious White ranks third in interceptions on the Bills.
Since when?
10. Since 2010.
2010.
Last
okay.
10 years of football. Last decade. 2010 through 2019. Name the top 10 interceptors for the Buffalo Bills from 2010 through 2019. Tre'Davious White is number three.
I'm as confident as I've ever been with one of these.
Ooh.
Jairus Byrd.
Mm-hmm. He is number two at 13.
Good pick.
Okay. Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
He is number one with 14. You have one, two, and three.
Drayton Florence.
He is number eight with six. Everybody and the last three guys all have six. That's the lowest number.
The lowest number is six. Kiko had like five in 5 weeks, did he? And then he kind of stopped.
Kiko did? Yeah, yeah.
Kiko,
but that was,
so,
you're right, yeah. He's not on this list.
Right.
Jabari Greer.
That's too early.
We're not talking about
I just
about
want to throw in a Jabari Greer reference.
Okay.
Again, like
2000 to 2020 blends in my world.
I totally agree. I'm always
sorry. I just,
2000s.
I apologize. It just always blends in.
How about this name, just because I want to throw this name out there. Bakari Rambo.
No,
he's what about, you know what? Micah Hyde? Does he have six?
Yeah.
Micah Hyde is number eight on this list. Oh, he is on this list. He has eight. He has eight interceptions.
Oh, eight.
Yes.
Jordan Poyer.
Sixth on the list. Jordan Poyer. Yes, believe it or not, Jordan Poyer
both
has
guys.
11 already. He's
jeez.
Fifth.
Wow.
He's tied for fourth, actually. He's Gilmore, Byrd, White, and then Poyer and this other guy you haven't gotten are tied. The guy that we're talking about, that I'm talking about here, probably played the most.
Whitner played into the decade, right? Wouldn't Whitner have
played
into the decade?
Who's that?
Whitner played into the 2010s, right?
He's not on this list.
Okay.
You got Gilmore, Byrd, White, Poyer, Hyde, Florence. You're missing one, two, three, four guys. One was a former first-round pick.
Leotis McKelvin?
Yes.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Poor Leotis. Sorry, Leotis.
He's tied with Poyer with 11. Okay, now you need one here that you should get. If you think about it, you'll get it. He switched positions early in his career.
George
Aaron
Wilson.
Williams.
Oh, George Wilson.
Aaron Williams.
Yeah, Aaron Williams.
What did you just say a minute ago?
I forgot. George Wilson, but he wouldn't have been in
there. He is on the list.
He is? He wasn't too early?
He is number... He has six. Now,
see my previous comment about 20 years blending together. Sorry.
Now, right. He may have bridged the decade.
The decades.
But yeah. He is from 2010 through 2012. He had six interceptions in 3 years.
Wow. Senator.
And then you're missing one guy. He was kind of a hybrid player. He played a safety linebacker type of role for a few years in Buffalo. He was at an event we did down at Hotel Lafayette, I think it was, with Eric Wood. Do you remember?
Jim Leonard.
No.
Nice guess, though.
He went to Penn State.
Paul Pizzolo.
Oh, Ryan Wills.
Brian Scott.
Brian Scott.
Ryan Scott.
Man, I wouldn't have guessed him.
Yeah.
Gilmore, Bird, White, McKelvin, Poyer, Hyde, Aaron Williams, Drayton Florence, Brian Scott, and George Wilson, the top 10 interceptors of the Bills over the last 10 years.
Keep Hyde and Poyer around here longer, please. That's a good idea.
Poyer will be. He signed that extension.
Yeah, he got the extension, right? All right, Mr. C, thank you as always for your time, sir. I know we have the deadline today. Any Zoom calls or anything else that we should be aware of on the schedule today?
We usually get those
later in the morning.
Once the Bills kind of know their schedule, we'll know.
Very good.
You know what I mean? I'll look right now as I'm on with you. I don't see anything right now. But, you know, once we know any players today, things are a little fluid right now. So, you know, once that happens, we'll jump on it. And I'm sure, you know, Brayton... if we can carry it. We'll put it on demand, obviously. And then we do have the deadline today. That's the thing that everybody's going to be talking about and wondering about, and we'll keep everybody updated on that.
Very good.
Two things when we get back, Sal. You're going to want to listen to both of these. One,
okay.
I have the odds. There are odds on a potential Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes throw-off.
Yes, I tweeted them out.
I was going to save that for 9 o'clock.
Okay, well, since you guys are in that case, Howard picks the Bills next without Trey White.
Sal.
So if you ever want to know how important Tre'Davious White is, we have that to figure out.
Sal, White just had a tweet. I'll read it to you. It says, crazy that me choosing my family's well-being over a game comes with so-called fans attacking and questioning me and saying I'm selfish. Mm. No, you guys are selfish for thinking that football is bigger than life. Oh, by the way, my girlfriend's father passed from COVID. Do you understand now? That's from Tre'Davious White just a moment ago on Twitter.
Yeah, if I was a professional athlete, I just would never be on Twitter. I just wouldn't want to deal with some of the people that are out there on Twitter. Can you text me how many wins do you think he would cost the Bills so I could help me pick the Bills when we get back, please? Just send me a number. You don't even have to do it publicly.
You're the authority, Howard. We're about to find out.
Were you?
He's at 11 and 5.
11 and 5? So text me what I should do, if you don't mind.
I'm not going to do that. You don't get any help from me. No answers from me, pal.
Wow. Thanks, Sal. Have a nice day. Sal's training camp update with us, brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of your Buffalo Bills, brought to you in part by Mercedes-Benz of Buffalo, offering exceptional incentives on Mercedes-Benz vehicles, by New York's only outlet liquor when you need to stock up. Now wouldn't be a bad time for me. It's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Here are your headlines. Trey White, not sure if he's going to play this season. Mentioned that to the reporters yesterday on the Zoom call. We have the entire conversation in on-demand audio at WGR550.com. The deadline to opt out is this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Stephon Diggs was also on a Zoom call yesterday. The media said, super excited to be a Bill, play with Josh Allen. You can hear his comments, too, at our website. The Bills had some roster moves yesterday. They activated Saran Neal and Ike Brown off the reserve COVID-19 list. They had to make spots for them, so they released running back Antonio Williams and defensive end Jonathan Woodard. Tom Pelissero from NFL Network has just tweeted out, the NFL Players Association says 56 players have tested positive for COVID-19 since players began reporting to camp. That's about 2% of the 2,600 players on active rosters, well under a 1% positivity rate in terms of total tests administered. Still very early, but good signs. Albert Wilson from the Miami Dolphins, wide receiver, has opted out. Excuse me, is one of 60 to opt out so far. NHL playoffs, Montreal now up 2-1 after a win over Pittsburgh. Chicago takes a 2-1 series lead after they beat Edmonton. Remember, these are best of five. Arizona up 2-1 with a win over Nashville. Florida stays alive, gets their first win against the Islanders, who lead that series 2-1. The Yankees split a doubleheader in Philly. The Jays beat Atlanta. The Mets beat Washington. No positive tests from the NBA bubble since July 29th. And the PGA Championship opens up with round one beginning later this morning in San Francisco. The first tee time is at 10. Headlines brought to you by Buffalo Materials Handling. When you need to lift it, move it, or service it, they'll help you handle it. BMH, more than just forklifts.
Well, let's get to it, right? Let's find out how important Tre'Davious White is. The only way to do that is to, you know, go to the authority. You have picked the Bills to go 11-5.
Don't call me that.
And by this time tomorrow, we'll know if he's on the team or not. He has a 4 o'clock deadline today. Sal referencing a tweet that Trey just sent out, which, you know, we'll read it again. He says, he wrote, crazy that me choosing my family's well-being over a game comes with so-called fans attacking and questioning me, saying I'm selfish. You guys are selfish for thinking that football's bigger than life. And by the way, my girl's grandfather passed from COVID. Do you understand now? So he's got a decision to make. Maybe he's made it. Maybe not. Maybe it goes to the last hour. But 4 o'clock is the deadline today. And the way to find out on the field how that would affect the Bills is to put the 11-5 you've got them at against a record where you now pick them as if they didn't have Tre'Davious White.
A tradition unlike any other.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Wonderful tradition that people are probably really afraid of. Like, put on a hazmat suit because people are starting to freak out a little bit.
Stands in the pocket, fires it towards the end zone. It is picked off, intercepted. Tre'Davious White comes up with it at the 1 yard line.
All right, we'll go to break. Is the show over?
No.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills without Trey White. Ready?
Not really.
Boy, this is a challenge for you. Like you said, you're going to have to think.
And I am against thinking, generally speaking.
Yeah, right. It's dangerous.
It is. I don't like to put a lot of effort into things.
All right. We'll get to know the schedule a little bit more, too.
Yeah, that is.
So the Bills,
actually, that's true. That's good.
Open up September 13th. It's getting close, right? We're looking at 5.5 weeks. Yeah, okay, we're still a little bit good away. Bills Jets without Trey White.
Still feeling good about this one.
Okay.
So I'll take a win, please.
Miami.
Still feeling good about that one, too.
2-0.
Still keeping a win.
Trey who?
Trey who? I don't even think they re-signed the guy. They probably released him.
2-0.
I'm kidding.
Rams.
Not worried yet about any of these matchups with a Trey White-less less defense. Trey White-less defense. Yeah, that would be repetitive.
Okay.
So I'm going to take another win, please.
3-0 at Vegas.
First time I actually thought, not that I'm like overly concerned with the Raiders receiving core. They do have a quarterback who has the ability to throw the pigskin around. But I'm still feeling good about the overall performance of the defense. I still think the Bills are the better overall team, so I'm leaving it as a win.
4-0 at Tennessee.
Now, that'd be funny if I said without Trey White, they'd beat the Titans, since I don't think they're going to beat the Titans. So I'll stay. That's a loss.
Okay.
I think I've had it as a loss. I don't remember. But I'll
Home
lose.
Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they go about stopping the Chiefs without their best cornerback, so that's a loss.
At the Jets.
See my earlier comment.
Okay. Home New England.
You know, I'm still feeling good about this matchup. I'm not, you know, it's less here about Newton and more about the weapons. Again, would the Bills be in trouble dealing with weapons without Trey White? I don't think that would be the case with the Patriots right now, so I will keep that as a win for the Bills.
All right. Home Seattle.
I'm going to keep that a loss. I don't think that changes. I feel good about that one.
Seattle was a better road team last year.
Yeah.
Than a home team.
Yeah.
You know, they go like the hardest place to play. They're better on the road.
That's right.
At least their record was.
Seven wins? I forget. I'll have to look
7-1. Arizona. At Arizona.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. This is one of those games where I thought, in my head, I see DeAndre Hopkins, Larry Fitzgerald, Christian Kirk, and a good young quarterback. I'm going to call that a loss now.
Loss. Bye week and then home Chargers.
I still think, you know, that's a tough matchup with their receivers. But whether it's Tyrod Taylor or Justin Herbert at that point, I believe the Bills, that's one of those games where, you know, the hole will win out. So I will keep that as a victory for the Bills.
At San Francisco.
It's been a loss. I'm not going to change that. We'll leave that a loss.
Home Pittsburgh. This one gets tougher, I think. They've got good receivers, for sure. Roethlisberger is trimmed up. He shaved. He got a haircut. He's ready to go. He says he's healthy. He's coming back from an injury, which is exactly what he likes to do. Home Pittsburgh.
Oh, you just made my case. I'll flip that to a loss.
Okay. Loss to Pittsburgh. At Denver. Another one. Tough weapons out there. Really good receivers and a quarterback that some people believe in quite a bit.
You know what you do? See, you try and influence this segment. You know, you're pretending to be the narrator or the host of the segment, but Jeremy, you're trying to influence my picks. You're trying to coerce me. Suddenly he's gone quiet. He's a talk show host. No, you stated everything I thought about this game too. And this is one of those games, and we're going to have Benjamin Albright on at 9:30 this morning, so maybe that'll help me out. But this is one of those games that I look at with Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy, and there were some positive things from Drew Lock last year. I'm assuming he's starting every game this season. It's a good team, not a great team, of course. I'm going to turn that into a loss.
Loss.
So, yeah, I'll take a loss on that one. And then maybe I'll flip it back to base, depending on what Benjamin Albright tells me about Drew Lock and the Broncos at 9:30.
At New England.
See my earlier comment. I still think it's a victory.
You have them losing to them earlier.
No,
I think
that
was a loss
New
on
England.
Your schedule.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I might
Home
have.
Miami.
Whatever.
Home Miami.
It's a win. It's a win over New England, and it's a win over Miami.
Okay. So I believe that's 9-7.
That's right. I did change New England to a loss. That's funny.
You flip New England to a win.
Yeah. Well, that's
so
me just
no
doing
Trey
my
White
math, you know?
Means they sweep the Patriots.
It's just me doing math. I got to get to my number in my head, and that's how it happened.
9-7. So a two-game flip. You flipped four games in total, but for a two-game net flip.
Oh, did I? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you gave them three more losses, and then you added a win in with New England.
Oh, the Patriots game. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see them. I just don't. I honestly do believe if Trey White doesn't play, barring other injuries and opt-outs, of course, but I honestly do believe they would still have a winning record. They could still make the playoffs as a wild card if need be, and my worst-case scenario would be 9-7, even if Trey opts out. I just don't see them going 8-8 or having a losing record.
Yeah. Well, there you go. The authority has spoken. 9-7.
No, don't say that.
9-7 will still get the playoffs.
It should, especially in the expanded playoffs. It could still win the division. The Jets aren't going to be a factor. I don't think Miami's, you know, they're better, but I don't think they're getting to 9 wins. I guess it all depends on how Cam Newton does and what happens in New England and how does he look. And they've had a slew of big opt-outs, especially on their defense. 9-7 might still win the AFC East this year. So there's that to think about.
Yep.
Did I do all right? Are you mad at me?
You did
I'm
great.
Okay.
You did great. I do want
happy, happy, joy, joy. You want me to play that again?
I do want it. We got Benjamin Albright at
9:30.
9 o'clock?
9:30. 9 o'clock, we were going to do the Josh Allen comment about the throwing competition with Patrick Mahomes, but whatever. I'm flexible, man. What do you want to get to?
Those odds, but I also...
Yeah, I got those at 9. I got those right.
Yeah, okay. We'll do those later. I saw that, like, I got an email that said the challenge has been accepted, and I thought, where? But it was Josh Allen.
It was Josh saying it.
Yeah, he said it on, what, Football Morning in America?
Or
Good Morning Football.
Yeah, we have the sound, too. We'll play that back, and then we'll get to the odds for sure. Because you got your pick of the week when we get back.
I do. A lot of things to choose from.
I'm going
to
throw one onto your list when we get back, too.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for the pick of the week. Quick question for you. Do you know how Harding Park got its name?
Because Warren Harding died out there.
Correct. Yes, it's named after Warren G. Harding, President Warren Harding. You're the presidential history buff. What can you tell us about Warren G. Harding?
Boy. illegitimately fathered a child, for one thing. Very scandal-ridden organization term. Had guys in place that were ripping off the government. Nice guy.
Hmm.
Not a good leader. Trusted his friends too much. Cheated on his wife. Died in office.
Okay.
You know, rumors that he was poisoned by the wife, by the way.
Wow.
Never proven.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My pick of the week is going to be the PGA Championship at Harding Park.
By the way, middle name is Gamaliel. Warren Gamaliel Harding.
Gamaliel?
G-A-M-A-L-I-E-L, something
this
like that.
This needs to be called Gamaliel Park.
Gamaliel.
Harding Gamaliel Park.
Warren G. It's probably Warren G. Harding Park, but I think it's Gamaliel, Gamaliel, whatever. That's his middle name.
Okay. One thing
Gamaliel,
I looked at,
yep.
Gamaliel.
I was looking at the course. There is a big par 5.
Yeah.
The 5th hole. It's the hardest hole on the course according to the scorecard. Now, the way the pros play it and the way that the Joes play, it might be different. Pros v. Joes and stuff. 606 yards.
Oof.
The hardest hole on the course is a par 5.
So DeChambeau reaches it in.
I mean, it's two? Hard to get there in 2. Apparently, it doglegs left and then turns very hard left. So you might not be able to get there in 2 all that frequently. Anytime a par 5 is the hardest hole on the course, it's going to be really hard to get there in 2 for anybody. Because the score, it would indicate the score is high. You're not getting many eagles at all, and birdie would even be tough.
Do you have the hole rundown? Like, do you have the length of the first hole?
The first hole is a 562-yard par 5.
Because Brian Colzer, when he was on with us this morning, didn't he say DeChambeau thought he could reach the green off the drive?
Okay, no, well, that would have to be a par 4. He cannot hit
he
it 562
could not have
yards.
Done it. Right,
no.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to – anyway.
Yeah.
So that's your pick. That's a solid – but just by the way, I did want to mention I didn't think this would be your pick of the week, but don't forget – Nate Pearson is pitching tonight, by the way, just so you know.
I had a different course here. The first is par 4, 393.
Oh, he could. He can hit the green. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That's what Brian
said. I'm sorry.
Said.
I was looking at a different scorecard.
Oh, that's right.
The 600-yard par 5 is hole 4.
Ooh, that's
longest hole on the course. Tough to reach into. Goes from right to left.
Hmm.
So there you go. But yeah, the first hole is 393 that DeChambeau thinks he can get to in 1.
Interesting. That'll be fun to watch.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Big Nate pitching tonight. You're right.
Yes.
I could have picked that.
7-10 tonight in Atlanta.
If you get a chance to watch Big Nate, you should watch him throw. He throws gas, and it was really impressive in his first outing for the Blue Jays. And, yeah, I'll definitely have that on tonight.
Why don't you use your clout? You're big on the air and social media. Use your clout as the personality you are to either A, get the Jays games, at least when Pearson is pitching, on TV here in Buffalo, or get MLB Network to pick up Jays games when Nate Pearson is pitching and show them to us.
This would be a good idea. I mean,
I'd like to see them. I don't have the extra innings package. I'm not going to subscribe to MLB TV. I get all my Mets games on SNY, so there's just no need for me to do it. But I'd love to see this kid play.
I have MLB TV. I'll give you my password. How's that?
You're a good person.
Yeah, I'll think about it. Pick of the week.
Is it again, dishonor for Connor? No, that's not.
No, it's not. It was at one point, though, right?
Yes, it was. I remembered that one. Yeah.
Pick of the week is the TPC Harding Park PGA Championship. The pick of the week at the Riverfront Auto Sales, a 2006 Chevy Corvette convertible. This Corvette is in outstanding condition, a red vet with leather interior, automatic, powerful 6.0 V8, 16-valve, powerhouse of an engine, fresh in from Florida, all for only $22,777, an incredible price for an incredible like-new Corvette. Call Riverfront Auto Sales today at 886-1626.
It is on. In fact, there are betting odds for it. We'll tell you what it is, and we'll go through the odds. It's coming up next, WGR.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.